Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
But now we have Obamacare, reported by CBN News. Obamacare is reporting, running ads to encourage sexual encounters. It's amazing. Listen up.
Congressional Democrats are growing increasingly worried about the problems with Obamacare. Politico reports they're ready to launch their own attacks against President Obama if the health care website isn't fixed by the end of the month. Many Democrats are not confident the administration has a plan to fix Obamacare's failures or help them in next year's elections. They're worried the problems could lead to their defeat in 2014.
The national marketing strategy for Obamacare is estimated to cost about $700 million, but just as concerning as the extremely high price of the campaign is the kind of ads it's running throughout the nation. Wendy Griffith has more.
The campaign's main targets are mostly the working poor and young people. And while AARP is encouraging parents to nudge their kids about health insurance by sending them e-cards, an ad for Colorado's insurance exchange is pitching birth control coverage for random sexual encounters. With the tagline, "Let's get physical," this ad shows a young woman boasting about how easy it is to get birth control with Obamacare. So all she has to worry about is getting a guy between the covers. Despite the controversial and expensive attempts to convince Americans that buying Obamacare is a good decision, Republicans say it's still a disaster.
Well, certainly the rollout itself and a malfunctioning website isn't the problem. Obamacare itself is the problem. You know, a road towards socialized medicine that's unaffordable and unasked for, unpopular, it's not workable. That's the problem. People want Obamacare scrapped.
You know what? On average, the latest report says 41% premium increase throughout the nation. And in five states, the premiums have gone up 100%. So we have to scrap it and start anew and get a bipartisan consensus that actually puts the patient first and lowers the premiums.
Wendy Griffith, CBN News.
This is so important because what we're seeing here, if you need to go get, is America under God's judgment? There's three phases of a nation being turned over to itself. Three phases. And understand, in each of these phases, God is, this is not a judgment type thing where it's all over. This is discipline from a loving God who wants us to be saved. He's not trying to write us off. He wants to write us in. So understanding that, then that this advertising for this healthcare plan that's promoting the very things of a nation being turned over. They're saying, go for it. I mean, they got a kid with a keg of beer squirting it down his throat. They got a woman who's about to have sex, all she can get between the sheets now because of this particular guy, because of birth control. And so what is it? We're being given over. We're being given over to this thing. You got to hear it because there's a response from God's people. We can do something. And the biggest thing that we can do is begin to humble ourselves, repent from our wicked ways. Don't point at the world, and the world will benefit from that. Is America under God's judgment? We might be Chileans, you know what I'm saying?
Hey,
this woman, bless her heart, you know, that makes me think about who is the lady in Israel that they had to lead because men wouldn't lead. It's all right. I'll let you think about her in a minute. There's a lot of women are texting me right now. You don't know who she is? It's Hannah. No, I don't know.
We'll find out.
But, you know, when men won't lead, God will raise up a godly woman and say, hey, now she's going to get the glory here in the context of this because she's doing what I wanted done. And Deborah is her name, by the way. Deborah. He's still looking.
Deborah.
Deborah is her name. And, but the thing about it is that God was going, okay.
Oh, the first.
Good morning.
Good morning. I'm thinking of the president, the prime minister.
Deborah, you know, she's like, okay, you know, God says, okay, if you're not going to be the man, then she's going to be the leader and she's going to get all the glory for it. And understand this, which means this, is how God feels about everything. Whoever will do what he says is who he will honor.
Hmm.
So don't let anybody tell you can't do what God's told you to do. No matter what your gender is, no matter what your economic standing is, no matter what your race is, no matter what nation you're in, God's just looking for people who will do what he wants done.
That's right.
And Deborah's like, okay, cowards. No, he's no. And here you have this Chilean president. She's running for
president,
and she's loyal to God. That's just beautiful. That's beautiful. It just shows you the darker things get. If you just stand up, that's normal what she's saying, but it's abnormal in today's culture. If you just be that at your office, people go,
that's right.
People who are hungry for God, they'll look and they'll go, oh, wow, that's who we want to manage this office. That's who we want to, you know what I'm saying? That's what we do for VFN Radio. We want to be the, keep the conversation light like that, to be able to feed you a perspective, seeking out a biblical perspective to things. And if you missed what we talked about in a previous program, we talked about how Obamacare is actually promoting sexual promiscuity as a way to get the young people to be able to buy into the healthcare, because they have to buy into it so they can pay for the old people.
That's right.
But I think one of the things we're seeing here as well is probably the next promise they're going to say is, like, not only will we kill off your babies that you don't want, but we'll take out your parents that you don't want, the euthanasia. I mean, that's how they bring the young people in. They go, okay, well, hey. You know, in the book Father by Dr. James Robinson, which I read in the beginning of this year, talks exactly about that.
Wow.
I mean, all of a sudden there's no nursing homes anymore. People are thinking, how are we going to resolve all this medical problem because all these baby boomers are getting older? Mm-hmm. And this is how they're going to resolve it in their minds, some of these guys. Well, they'll just off them in a nice way. I mean, it happened. Euthanasia happened in Hurricane Katrina. In the hospital there, and I got to find that. Hopefully, maybe you guys can find that. Go to C-SPAN and Book TV, and she just wrote a book about the 20 patients that were euthanized in during the Katrina. And it was just the doctor them. It made sense. And now, of course, after the storm, you know, because they're going to be rescued in like 2 or 3 days.
Wow.
And they killed them. But understand, people are buying more into it. It's like, you know, Pat's knee's bad, you know. His food's too spicy, you know. You know, kind of like this thing going on. You know what I'm saying?
Turkeys are dry.
He's a Saints fan, and whatever. You know, think about it.
Make it up. Yeah.
Just make it up. It's like, don't limp. They're gonna take you out. And you can hear about it. Hopefully, they'll make a related article because it's a segment on the VFN Torch as I'm talking about it. It's called Fatherhood of Fathering by Dr. James Dobson. You need to hear that segment because it talks about the whole progression of things. And believe me, when anybody's focused on bottom line and the good of all versus the good of the individual, then that means they justify killings of hundreds of thousands of people. The ends justifies the means, the collective. When you start seeing that, it's like, oh, what's the big deal? Just trim off the fat. Well, that's 70% of America. There's 30% left, you know. John and his fitness self running around the block and all. You know what I'm saying?
Make sure you catch that segment.
Yeah, right. Running around the block. That's amazing.
I did totally fast. Amazing.
I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers. All around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well. We want to welcome our new audience on WHBR, all the way from Destin, Florida to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if we're not yet on there. Say, you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFNTV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters?
If you have not yet, you got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country in that order and Israel as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.